It was a frosty afternoon, and the new students at Unicorn Academy were chatting and laughing as they groomed their unicorns. Lyra pushed her long, light brown hair behind her ears and put down her brush. "Now for your hooves," she said to her unicorn, Misty. "Would you like gold, purple, or pink hoof polish?" Misty had been staring into the distance, lost in thought. She blinked.
I don't mind," she said, nuzzling Lyra.
"You choose. I'm not very good at making decisions."
"Well, I love making decisions, so we're a perfect match," Lyra said, putting her arms around Misty and breathing in her sweet unicorn smell. "Let's use gold."
Misty was a very pretty snow-white unicorn patterned with flowers of purple and spring green. Lyra had been so happy when Miss Nettles, the academy's headteacher, had put them together in their pairing ceremony yesterday. Lyra picked up the tub of sparkly gold hoof polish and a brush. "I still can't believe I'm actually here at Unicorn Academy," she said happily. She glanced around her. The academy stables were clean and shiny, with stalls for the unicorns on either side of the wide aisles. Automated trolleys ran up and down the aisles, carrying bales of straw and buckets of skyberries, the unicorn's favourite food. The drinking water came from silver troughs that magically filled with multicoloured water from Sparkle Lake. Lyra had wanted to go to the academy for as long as she could remember. Her cousin Scarlet had been a student a few years ago, and she had told Lyra all about the amazing adventures she'd had with her friends and their unicorns.
"I am definitely going to have adventures while I'm here," Lyra thought as she painted Misty's hooves.
Misty gave Lyra a look from under her long eyelashes.
Are you missing your family at all, Lyra?"
Lyra paused. She had thought she would miss her parents and sister, but there had been so much going on from the moment she'd arrived at the academy that she hadn't missed home much at all.
"No, not really," she admitted.
Misty hung her head, and Lyra wondered if Misty was homesick. She decided to distract her by talking about something different.
"I wonder what magical power you'll have," she said, "and when you'll discover it. It'll be so cool to be able to do magic."
Before they could graduate and become guardians of Unicorn Island, students had to bond with a unicorn, and each unicorn had to discover their magical power. Sometimes, students and their unicorns needed more time to complete everything and returned for a second year.
"I really hope you have the power to do something super exciting, like being able to fly or turn invisible," Lyra continued. "Those powers would be awesome."
She glanced across the aisle to where Sienna, who was also in Ruby Dorm, was braiding her unicorn's mane with blue and purple ribbons.
"Hey, Sienna. If Sparkle could have any magical power, what would you choose?"
Sienna was tall with corkscrew curls that reached her shoulders. Her brown eyes lit up as she considered the question.
"I'd choose for Sparkle to be able to gallop at the speed of light so we could beat everyone whenever we raced."
Sparkle, a very athletic unicorn, stamped his hoof and said, "That would be fun." Sienna's words gave Lyra an idea.
"Why don't we go have some races? Or even better, go exploring. Ivy? Evie?" she shouted to the other two girls in their dorm. "What do you think? Should we go for a Ruby Dorm ride?"
Evie was carrying a bucket of water toward her unicorn Sunshine. She looked around as Lyra called her name and tripped over her feet. She cried out as she fell, dropping the bucket and sending water splashing everywhere.
"Evie, are you okay?" cried Ivy.
"I'm fine," said Evie, blushing bright red as the girls all ran over to help her up. "I'm so clumsy," she groaned. "Look at this mess."
She tried to grab a nearby broom to sweep the water away, but her fingers fumbled with the handle and the broom fell into Sienna. She gasped.
"Oh no, sorry."
"No problem," said Sienna with a grin. "But maybe I'll do the sweeping."
"Yes, you should go get some dry clothes," said Ivy to Evie. "You're soaked."
"And when you come back, we can all go exploring," Lyra said eagerly. "There are so many places we haven't been yet. The maze, the cross-country course, the woods."
"What about the safari trail? I want to see that,"
interrupted Ivy. "There are supposed to be some really interesting animals there."